auditions for a ballet, photography of the NEK, an art show, and a play full of hilarity and heartbreak. That's what our art hounds have found for you this weekend and next. First today, ever wanted to twirl and dance among farm animals and tractors? If your answer is like mine, a resounding yes, then auditions this weekend for Vermont's Farm to Ballet are happening at Spotlight Vermont on February 5th, beginning at 11:30. Here's Amy Overstreet of Williston with more details.
Vermont Farm to Ballet is going to be hosting an audition to cast adult dancers of all levels for their third summer season. They're going to do 8 performances on farms around the state, and they're looking for a diverse cast of adult dancers, from those that are just beginning to explore ballet to more experienced dancers or former dancers.
Next is Ellie Schumann from Amherst, Mass. She suggests the Andrew Frost Photography exhibit called The Northeast Kingdom, on view at Vermont Center for Photography in Brattleboro.
A collection of portraits and landscapes by Burlington photographer Andrew Frost, whose family has a 200-year connection to the Northeast Kingdom.
The exhibit begins Friday, February 3rd, and runs through the month of February. Galen Sheeney is a painter from Middlesex. Here she is with more details about In the Details, an art show at SEBA on Pine Street in Burlington.
It was curated by Vermont artist Carlene Zimbalati and features the work of 17 highly accomplished artists. The thread that connects these artists is their labor-intensive, meticulous, process-oriented approach to their work. And the results are varied, mesmerizing, and really beautiful. I loved it.
The opening reception for In the Details is Friday from 5 until 7. And look for an upcoming talk with the curator and famed local art collector, Mark Wasco. That's coming up later this month. And looking ahead towards upcoming events next weekend, here's Kevin Cummings. He's with Middlebury Community Players and wants you to know more about Good People.
David Lindsay Abaire's incredibly powerful play, Good People. It's the story of Margie. She's a woman struggling to keep a roof over her head while she copes with job loss and a special needs daughter. And I know this sounds like it could be depressing, but it's not. It's hilarious one moment, and then it flips over and it's heartbreaking the next, and then it goes right back to being side-splitting. We've all met a Margie in our lives, and this is the opportunity to really, really know her and understand what makes her tick. This is one of those experiences in the theater that you will never forget.
Good People. It opens next Thursday, February 9th, and runs through February 12th at Town Hall Theater in Middlebury. Find more details and links for all these events at vpr.net/arthounds.